For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, yeah. Let's gross you out with the first story, shall we? Canadian family enjoying some nice ice cream. Big old fat tub of Cotacook Le Gourmandie ice cream. You ever had any of that?
No.
You shouldn't. It has nuts in it. And your boyfriend is, he has a peanut allergy.
I'm not allergic to nuts. Man. I can have as many nuts as I want.
A couple at a time.
Or more.
Lucky Thomas. Four people had already been eating the caramel pecan ice cream when one bit into a piece of something that wasn't ice cream. You want to guess what they bit into, Anna Hummel?
I'm going to guess part of a dead rodent.
God, when the D sound came out, I got very scared.
Yes. Yep.
That is an incorrect guess. Ryan Adams, venture a guess.
I'm going to say it was fecal matter of some kind.
Oh!
So gross. So wrong. Not a bad guess. No, you're way closer than Anna. The Quebec health authorities told the family that they must undergo blood tests for hepatitis A, B, C, and HIV because they ate ice cream that contained a medical device. It was a catheter.
Oh, that's nasty, though.
I don't know how this happens. The family was celebrating the birth of a baby. Yeah. And the new grandfather who bit down on a syringe. At first, he thought it was just a pecan. Really? What kind of pecans are growing in Canada? He put his mouth, or he pulled it, put it in his mouth and found the tip of a syringe. What a nightmare. He is the worst off, the most affected. He's not even able to speak about it. Yeah, I know. Ice cream, because you got a big needle in your mouth.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk much about that either.
The ice cream manufacturer, Laitière de Cotacook,
yep,
based in Trois-Vallées, Quebec, says the container tells them the exact date the ice cream was made, and they are looking through surveillance footage because this was obviously put in there on purpose, right?
Of course.
Nobody was like, whoopsie-poo, my catheter.
Let me just put this right here.
Yes!
Set this right here for a second. Tie my shoe.
Nasty. Nasty, nasty. That's why you should eat healthy, guys. Huh. Hold, please. I had to sneeze for a second.
There we go.
Let it out.
Oh, my God. I pulled something in my back with that one. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. The dumbest fashion statement slash, I guess... I guess it's for good health and to avoid skin cancer, but it's also to scare the hell out of everybody at the beach. In a stifling heat wave in eastern and central China this week, it led to a run on the country's beaches as well as a return of something that came out a couple years ago that flopped.
God,
but they're trying it again, everybody. It is the face-kini. Yeah, the face-kini.
This is so bad.
Okay, it's just a giant hood over their head.
Looks like they're all going to rob banks.
Yes, it looks like Set It Off, but with like fat Asian ladies wearing like one pieces.
Oh, it's nasty.
Now, here's my question. If you look at the picture or the video, there's four women.
They're all wearing different color ones, too.
I can tell who is who?
I guess.
Because they're Chinese.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
I don't get it.
No.
Why?
Yeah, why she does that, I don't know.
It's Don from HR.
Hey, I missed Don.
Guys, I know I'm back. I've heard about her doing her thing with the stuff and the things, and you got to stop it, Anna. Seriously. You guys are on too late for me to be staying up late and everything. I have a spin class I have to be to in the morning, and I'm frustrated. Please stop it, Anna, please.
What were you saying about the hoods with the things, Anna?
I said they had different colors for each person.
No, don't repeat that part.
Do you not get the joke?
I know I did. The Facekini is a balaclava-style fabric head covering. Has been a must-have for Chinese beachgoers since it first appeared. Whoa, 2004. Covering the entire face and head. It's just a hood over their head. That's all it is.
I don't like this at all.
It's a bad look. Just don't go to the beach. You know what I mean?
Or just get the cancer. Like, this is really scary. Whoa.
No!
I mean, or don't.
I actually would rather have skin cancer than to wear that thing. But I'm not a big beach goer. It's not a good look for me.
Do you even own a bathing suit?
Yes! I swim once in a while.
An animal?
Yeah, what am I, a savage?
I don't know. You just said you're not a beach goer. I didn't know. You don't have a pool.
I've gone to pools and whatnot. I used to own a pool in a former...
Did you get in it?
...relationship. When I owned a pool?
Yeah.
Yeah!
I had a pool for years I never got into, so.
When I owned my pool, I got into it every day until I had a couple of encounters with snakes that got in my pool because we had like these giant plant shelves with palm trees and, you know, all this foliage.
I hate that word.
Me too. Why did I do it
until about 5 seconds ago?
Why did I try to sound fancy? I could have just said plants. It's really my style. Yeah, but snakes kept getting in the pool. And
snakes in a pool!
I hate it when all these goddamn snakes in my pool! That's they were just like black racers.
Black what?
Racers.
Oh my god, Johnny.
That's the name of the snake. Right?
They're just fast and black? Are you trying to say that all black people are fast
runners? No, the name of the snake.
That is racist,
that's
Johnny.
That's not racist. It's the name
not
of the snake.
Not all black people are fast runners.
I was trying to nip this in the butt.
What? No.
What happened?
No, that's the name of the snake. It's like kind of like a garden snake, but it's not.
See, here's the thing. She's in seat two now. You're looking directly at her when you speak.
It's a black racer.
And you say things. The things that come out of your mouth.
The snakes, yes, they're fast. But they scared the hell out of me. Like, I don't care if it's not poisonous. It's a serpent when I jump in the pool.
Why are you assuming that's a poisonous snake because it's black snake?
No, I think all snakes are deadly. Anyway, Facekini, is that stupid, right? Bad times. Another bear story. We've been doing a lot more bear stories than we need to. This is in Wyoming. A man woke up from a nap to discover a bear was inside his home. Scary enough, right? Here's where it gets really, really disrespectful. And I'm so glad the Bucks are playing the Bears in week two, our home opener. Because screw Bears after this story. This bear not only broke into his house, but it took two giant bear poops right in his living room.
Ew.
Steamy.
Max Breeder said that he woke up from a nap Saturday afternoon in his home in Upper Cache Creek Drive in Jackson to the sound of his 10-pound dog, Rocky, yelping. Oh, poor Rocky. Yo, Rock! Well, he got up to take his dog outside, spotted a large animal in the kitchen that he initially mistook for a large dog. Yeah, it's a big-ass dog. But it wasn't. You know what it was?
What?
A black bear. Yep.
Hail to the gnaw.
Uh-huh. Big old giant poop. Two of them, right on the floor. So be careful out there, guys. We have black bears in Florida, and they will break into your house and poop on your floor.
Oh, because they're black?
No! They're bears! They're animals!
Black bears are going to break into your house?
It's the breed of the species.
Johnny, seriously.
I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm reading the story right here from the thing.
You're an enabler, Johnny.
No, I'm not an enabler. I'm trying to...
You need to quit it, man.
You want me to... I'll print it out for you. It says it right here. This Wyoming black bear pooping in the... We have black bears
breaking
here.
Breaking into houses?
No.
Pooping on the floor?
No.
Seriously. Get it together, bro.
A Lyft driver is charged with a road rage incident in New Jersey. This really happened. It's a white guy. A white guy in New Jersey is in trouble not only with the police, but the SPCA. Why? Animal cruelty. How? Because he had a road rage. That's a hard one. Road rage. It's a road ragey. No, he had a road rage incident, and he's trying to figure out a weapon to use in this road rage. And, during the fight, there was a dog, there was a husband, there was a wife. They claim that the driver decided to throw the dog at him.
So it wasn't his dog, right? Because that would be stupid.
Yeah, no.
Throwing animals are probably not a good idea.
Well, right, but it'd be even more stupid if it was your own animal, right?
We have video. They said the dog's going to be okay, but we can post it up on our Facebook and our Instagram. There's a lot of bad language, so we can't play it here. We didn't have time to edit it out for you. Yeah, it says here they're trying to file criminal charges against this Lyft driver after the video showed him apparently grabbing a dog out of another driver's car and chucking it to the side of the road. So he didn't throw it at them. He threw it
at the cement.
It was their dog, and he's like, "Get out of here, dog!" And the dog's like, "Burr!" And he threw it.
Oh,
yeah, it's mean. If he threw one of my dogs, that's your ass. I'd turn superhuman and kill somebody if they threw one of my precious doggies. Said he was upset about the stopping bus in front of him, jumped out on our hood, stomped on our hood, the woman said. Another driver caught the fight on tape as a man and the Lyft driver started throwing punches in the street. That's when the video shows the 22-year-old suspect reaching into the back seat of his foe's car, scooping up his 12-year-old miniature pincher named Daphne.
Okay.
I know. That's a cute name. It's one of my favorite characters on Nashville. I'm heterosexual.
How'd you get taken out? Some dude threw Daphne at me.
Stop throwing Daphne!
Bad scene.
12-year-old Daphne. He threw Daphne onto the sidewalk. The dog then ran into the street where she was grabbed by her owner. And then the suspect drove away. That video will be up, if it's not already up, on our Facebook and our Instagram. Sad, man. You can't be throwing around Daphne like that. That is our What the Hell news for tonight. Just loaded with black bears and black racers and miniature pinchers and catheters. Gross.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.